Welcome, everybody. We do this every week here on 710 ESPN Seattle. We get in the cage. It's brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino. We've got UFC 224 coming up, and it is a pleasure to speak to this man who will be taking on Jacare Souza. And I'm talking about the one, the only, Kelvin Gastelum with us on the Venue Kings Hotline. Kelvin, how are you, my friend?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm doing well. I'm not doing too bad. I got to sitting out. I'm sitting in my room in Rio de Janeiro with an amazing view, so not doing too bad myself.
Yeah. I got to tell you, you're much more pleasant than a lot of fighters who are going through, you know, the week of the weight cut. Generally, there's no energy. They're sort of just dreading this whole thing. It sounds like you're feeling pretty good.
I'm going through the same thing as well, but, you know, I can't complain. I'm doing okay. I'm in a beautiful city, surrounded by beautiful people, and I feel very grateful for the opportunity this weekend coming up.
Well, Kelvin, I know you probably get 8,000 questions about your weight, and I don't want to dwell on that. But I'm just curious. Do you feel like you've sort of just locked it in? Like, all right, this is the weight I'm most comfortable at, and now I've got my schedule down. I know how to pace myself and get to where I need to be on weigh-ins.
Right. Well, at middleweight, it's just not as stressful. It's not something I'm thinking about every single day as I would be if I were fighting at welterweight. My whole training camp and everything leading up to the fight was surrounded around trying to make the weight, and it just was miserable. But not in this case, not middleweight. It's really in the back of my mind. I'm already almost on weight and feel good.
How does it feel just physically? Do you feel like, okay, I still have my speed? I feel like I've got more energy, more because you're not draining yourself, as you just talked about. But do you feel like you still bring all the same tools in terms of speed and agility and things like that at a heavier weight?
I feel like that would be my main advantage, my agility, my speed, my mobility inside the cage is going to be a little bit more, it's going to be a higher output than a lot of the bigger middleweights.
Kelvin, do you feel like you're still surprising people? Because you're a guy that I watched you on The Ultimate Fighter, and I know Uriah Hall was the big, you know, the big shiny object on that show, and everybody expected big things from him, and you were the underdog, and you kind of pulled off the upset. And I feel like even through your career as well, I mean, you're 14-3 in your career, yet I feel like you're still a guy that people underrate, that they just don't seem to put you up there in the same conversations with some of the elite fighters. Do you feel like you kind of have that underrated tag on you?
Well, if you have to ask, then I figured I am, you know. I know for a fact that it does happen, and that's how things are right now. But that's the way it's been for all of my fights in the UFC. This is going to be my 15th or 16th UFC fight, and every single fight has been bigger than the next. So, that's just been the story of my career so far.
Do you use that is it like a chip on your shoulder? Like every time you go out, all right, you don't believe in me, I'm going to show you why you should be talking about me.
I don't necessarily think about it. Really, I just feel like I do my fighting. I let my fighting do the talking. And let my fighting gain the respect, you know. And I think slowly people are getting to get the grip on who I am and what I'm capable of.
Well, in case you don't know this voice, it is Kelvin Gastelum with us here on 710 ESPN Seattle as he gets set for UFC 224. He'll be facing Jacare Souza in Kelvin, I don't need to tell you. I mean, this guy's about as dangerous as it gets on the ground, and obviously he's a world-class fighter. I'm sure are you a guy that watches a ton of tape, or do you kind of just go into camp and let the coaches watch the tape and you just kind of follow their game plan?
I watch a lot of tape. I watch a lot of fights, period, you know, whether it be a women's strawweight fight to a heavyweight fight. I just study all kinds of fights, period. So by the time I get an opponent, I more than likely would have already studied them. I do go back and look up their most recent fights just to kind of refresh my memory. you know, just a couple, just to refresh the memory, like I said, and go from there, and just work on what I'm going to do. You know, we strategize, we look at different people's styles and of fight, and we strategize. Okay, he does this, so we're going to fight this way, and just kind of focus more on myself and what I'm going to do in the fight.
Jacare is a guy who I say, obviously, very well known for his Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I mean, incredibly dangerous on the ground, but he's also a guy who's really improved his striking. I mean, he was on a tear there for a while before he lost that split decision to Yoel Romero. What are you seeing in this guy?
Right.
Where do you feel like, without giving the game plan away, obviously, where do you feel like you've got the advantage in this fight?
I just feel like I could be the smarter fighter, more technical fighter if I'm able to do it. Obviously, he's very technical on the ground, but if I can avoid going to deep waters in the ground with him, then it'll be a good fight. Then it'll be a favorable fight for me. Obviously, it's easier said than done, but that would be ideal.
Where's your confidence level after your last fight? I mean, you went out there, you looked great. You were coming off of a loss, I believe, to Chris Weidman, I believe was your fight before Bisping. You jump right back in there with Bisping.
Yeah.
What does that do for your confidence to go through and knock a guy like, you know, former middleweight champ, knock him out in the first round?
Yeah, no, I mean, it just gives me a huge confidence boost. You know, it just lets me know, continues to kind of confirm to myself that, you know, I can compete with the best in the world, and I can beat the best in the world, and I can definitely put some hands on some of these guys. And I can be the best middleweight in the world. It just gives me that confidence boost.
Before we let you go, Kelvin, how do you see this fight ending?
Well, if all goes to plan, another first-round knockout would be favorable.
Make an easy night of it. Easy and quick. I like it. Hey, Kelvin, it's been fun watching. Like I said, I've been watching you since The Ultimate Fighter and watching your progression and how you just continue to prove people wrong week in, or fight in, fight out, I should say. I wish you nothing but the best in this one, and hopefully we get a chance to talk again down the road.
I appreciate that very much, man, and thank you.